Good morning. My guest this morning is local psychic Steve Osborne, as it says right here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So you are going to be appearing, if you'll pardon the expression, I'm sorry, at Food for Thought Antiques. That's 2701 Gravenstein Highway.
That's correct.
South of Sebastopol, on Friday the 29th between 6 and 7:30. So what will happen?
Well, basically, I always start out, this is the fourth time we've done it. It's a fundraiser for Project Africa, which is a part of the Sonoma County Food Bank, Food for Thought. And it's a fundraiser. And what I do is I get up and I start talking about the difference between spirits and ghosts and what kind. And this one will be kind of a question and answer session where people who have questions about ghosts or spirits can ask somebody that is local, that's got a fairly decent reputation, or at least I think I do, and then we'll just discuss that. And also people have been told that if they wanted to bring photographs for me to look at to see if there was, you know, either a ghost in the picture, or sometimes people bring photographs of a missing relative or something and see what I can pick up.
Well, on your flyer here you have what is really probably virtually a classic picture of some kind of a spirit manifestation alongside two people who are picnicking at Lake Berryessa.
Yes, that is correct.
And the version I have is not too easy to see, but when you showed me the color photo of it, quite obviously this small person is there.
Yeah, and that's a lot of times people don't even think about ghosts or spirits or anything until they have their first encounter. In fact, I have a lot of nieces and nephews and godkids who a lot of them don't even believe in any of it until something happens. And then they call me and say, oh, my God, what's been going on? And I said, oh. And for me, I was born with this, and it runs in my family. I have a niece who has it, but she wants nothing to do with it. But for me, it's just something I can do, and I've just sort of learned to accept it and move forward with it.
I suspect that a lot of people, when they are with you, want to ask you about an event that happened to them, something that they saw or heard, and to see if you can shed some light on it.
That happens quite a bit. I get called to people who have never had any experience with it to haunted houses. In fact, I was just at a haunted house. Well, I call it a haunted house. I mean, I don't know what else the way to describe it. That's the vernacular everyone uses out in the old part of Santa Rosa. And it was interesting because there were three entities of some kind hanging out there. One was a man who used to live in the house. And interesting enough, he came forward and started showing himself because he got quite angry. The people who now occupy that house were digging in the backyard, and they were planting a fruit tree. They hit an old dog bones that were buried there, and it had a collar on it. And I don't remember what the name it was, but they dug it up, and I said, well, what did you do with it? And they said, oh, we put it in the corner and buried it again. We nicknamed it Sparky. And I said, and as soon as they said that, I said, oh, you insulted this man's dog, and he's never left this house. Now he's mad. And he was doing all sorts of things that irritated them. One of the things he liked to do was he would wait till the girls in the house especially were taking a shower. And then when they got ready to step out of the shower, there would be camera or toys or clothing from their room that would be neatly piled up.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I suggested the family move, but they decided that they weren't. And that was the last time I heard from them. I said, if it gets worse, give me a call. But they were actually enticed by this experience, and they were actually starting to do things that you probably shouldn't do if you don't know what you're getting into.
Boy, I wish this was a half-hour interview.
I do too. It'd be fun.
I'm really enjoying it. But let's tell people that your presentation is called The Realm of Ghosts, everything you've ever wanted to know about ghosts but were too afraid to ask.
Yes, that's it.
That's great. It's Friday, August 29th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Food for Thought Antiques on Gravenstein Highway South. For information, here's the telephone number, 887-1647. Thanks for coming in, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.